Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show. This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1381. It's summer. Encourage your teen to try new experiences. By Dr. Susan Chanderban of ChanPsych.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another parenting edition of Optimal Relationships Daily with me, your host and narrator, Greg Audino. Great to have you here, and great to share with you today a post from Dr. Susan Chanderban of ChanPsych, whose blog really touches upon relationships of all kinds. And I think you'll find that while this one today is geared towards how parents can help their children, it can also help us make the most out of any new activities that we ourselves might try out. Let's hear it from her, though. We're going to get right into this post and optimize your life. It's summer. Encourage your teen to try new experiences. By Dr. Susan Chanderban of ChanPsych.com. Summer. Your teen has been looking forward to this. He or she has been aching to shake off the routines, the grades, the early mornings. Wait. Hold on. Before the entire break gets consumed by Netflix binges, pool lounging, and sleeping till noon, encourage your teen to find new ways to get the most out of the season. Look for ways to build character, explore interests, and prepare for life after high school. He or she may balk at first, but once your teen gets going, he or she will feel great about him or herself and love having some unique summer stories to tell. Consider the following ways to encourage your teen to try a few new experiences. New insights regarding income. Encourage your teen to use summer funds wisely. Help him or her consider the benefits of fiscal responsibility, charity, and goal setting. Work is good. It's good experience and a good way to foster healthy independence and citizenship. A part-time job, series of odd jobs, or a long-term paid project will help solidify your teen's sense of competence, strengthen work ethic, and encourage financial independence and wisdom. Use summer pay to encourage him or her to take a broader view of money as well. Set up accounts for the things that matter most and work together to actively put money towards those things. Encourage budgeting and put him or her in charge of some of the basic things you used to cover, like gas or clothing. Help him or her find a worthy cause to donate to. New places. Encourage your teen to spend the summer somewhere meaningful. Don't rule out summer camps, especially special interest camps or stints as a camp counselor. Also, entrust your teen with planning a leg of your family vacation, a mission trip with school or church, a couple of college visits, or even travel to some place that speaks to his or her favorite activity or pastime. This could be a great opportunity to travel or learn more about the sights and history of your home state or city. Exploration of the world, near and far, teaches great lessons about culture, tolerance, values, and more. Encourage your teen to get out there and expand his or her horizons in concrete, experiential ways. New faces. Impress upon your teen the importance of meeting people and connecting with them in a variety of ways. Volunteering in service of others and networking at college fairs or community events puts teens in a position to meet people from all walks of life. Encourage your teen to help out with community volunteer programs. Encourage him or her to meet adults you know, to shadow them in professions that pique your teen's interests. The idea is to impress upon your teen the value of developing relationships. Some benefit others, and some will benefit his or her own pursuits. Putting him or herself out there in both respects is vital to their ability to work for, work with, and work among all kinds of people compassionately and confidently. New skills. Nudge your teen to use the break from academia to learn real-world skills or practice new ways of expressing him or herself. There are a host of offerings at libraries, community centers, and recreational programs that accept teenage participants. Book clubs, sports teams, cooking classes, automotive education, art classes, music classes, and more are worthwhile exercises in self-development that provide good foundations for self-esteem, self-expression, and self-care. New goals. Encourage your teen to look at the summer break as a reboot for his or her New Year's resolutions. Ask them to give some thought to their own personal goals and to use their time to check off a few from the list. She wants to get in shape? There are plenty of ways to do that during the summer. He wants to learn how to drive a stick shift? Seek out a car and set aside time to do it together. Remind your teen that he or she is in charge of finding ways to reach their goals. Then support them as they strategize. New experiences are the spice of life at any age. The teenage years, however, only come around once. Using these few high school summers to develop goals, passions, skills, and confidence is time well spent. Help your teen see the big picture this summer. Lay out a timeline or calendar, and ask him or her to fill it in with a few well-chosen activities. As the summer progresses and enthusiasm wanes, be available to provide lots of encouragement. Help them stretch their thinking and view of themselves. It'll be time and energy well spent, as strong life lessons and great memories will carry them into the next phase of their young adulthood. You just listened to the post titled, "It's Summer, Encourage Your Teen to Try New Experiences," by Dr. Susan Chanderban of ChanPsych.com. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD. And a big thank you to Dr. Susan for this post. Helpful, I'm sure, to many parents who feel a bit lost during the summer with all that extra time to spend with the kiddos. Now, throughout this article, she used a couple of key phrases that I really want to emphasize. So she says things like, impress upon your teen the importance of meeting people, and encourage your teen to look at the summer break as a reboot for his or her New Year's resolutions. If you're going to try any of this with your teen, it's important to not sleep on this type of terminology. The difference is that instead of just telling them to do something, or even lightly encouraging them to do something, this way you're actively helping them to understand the value in doing that something. For any of us to be inspired to make a change, teen or not, we have to first believe in that change. We have to have belief that it's worth the time to take the effort to make that change. So the more you can make your teen aware of or get them to consider the benefits on the other side of this unfamiliar activity, the more likely they'll be to do it. And not just do it, but to do it in an engaged and enthusiastic way, which of course will only help them get more from it. All right, and that's going to bring us to the end, everybody. I hope you liked this one, and I hope you feel as though you can use it both on your teens and maybe on yourself too. Wishing you a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for another post, where your optimal life awaits.